Amen indeed. We are blessed by God to have been granted this opportunity and this privilege of assembling together here at this place at this time that we might worship God according to divine directions given to us in His Word. I stand before you to introduce and present our guest speaker for the hour. He's no stranger to any of us. As a matter of fact, this is where he got his start. Brother Tucker preached his very first sermon right here at the Hart Street Church of Christ. So in this sense, we can think of you, Randall, as a native son of Hart Street.
That's all right.
And we are honored to have you be with us today. I've known Randall before Randall knew himself, because I've known his mama and daddy for well over 40 years. And he's not 40 years old. Brother Randall preaches presently for the Scenic Woods Church of Christ in Houston, Texas. He's been working there now for 2 years. Prior to going to Houston, he preached for the Glass Street Church in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. He was there for 5 years. My, how time passes. Of course, he is a family man at this time. He has been married to Erica for 5 years. And the Lord has blessed their union with a son, little Randall Jr. It's amazing how fast time passes. Brother Randall has distinguished himself as a very talented, a very dedicated, and committed gospel preacher. He is a faithful and devoted Christian. He is a loving father and a loving husband, and yet he's still a very young man. He's doing a great job in the ministry, and we're looking forward this morning to a very meaningful, a very challenging, a very enlightening, and a very encouraging message from the Word of God. It gives me great pleasure to present to those of you who already know him and to introduce to those of you who have yet to get to know him our guest speaker for the hour, minister of the Scenic Woods Church of Christ, Houston, Texas, Brother Randall Tucker. We're going to ask Brother Clifford if he will lead us in ever how many verses he wants of number 15. We'll sing hallelujah. And the next voice you hear after that song will be that of Brother Tucker.
Page 15. When we reach that city on the New Jerusalem, let's sing hallelujah, hallelujah, by and by. How the ransom singer will together that he am. Let's sing hallelujah, hallelujah, by and by. Oh, what joy when we again are beneath that cloud And the land where saints will never die. We'll sing hallelujah, hallelujah, by and by. In that mighty chorus, voices will so sweetly play. We'll sing hallelujah, hallelujah, by and by. Gone will be sadness, pleasure there will never end. We'll sing hallelujah, hallelujah, and by. Well, oh, what joy when we get all right. And in that land where saints will never die, we'll sing hallelujah, hallelujah, by. Victory and love will be our everything. We'll sing hallelujah, hallelujah, by and by. Praise and redeem there beside the crystal stream. We'll sing hallelujah, hallelujah, by and by. Well, oh, what joy when we get all right. And
we'll sing, never die. We'll sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, by and let the church sing, oh, what joy, yeah, when we get home. We will rest beneath, yeah, that cloudless. I'm going to a land where the saints will never die. Oh, I can sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, by and by. You know that in that mighty chorus, voices will so sweetly blend. When we sing, oh, we're gonna sing, oh, by and by. You know that gone will be our sadness, pleasure there will never end. Oh, I can't sing, oh, I'm gonna sing, oh, by. Oh, let the church sing, oh, 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 what joy, yeah, when we get home. I'm gonna rest, rest beneath that cloud. Oh, Lord, I'm headed for a land, I'm going to a land where the saints will never die, and there I'm gonna sing, oh, I'm gonna sing, oh, by. And come on and let the church sing, oh, oh, what joy, yeah, when we get home. And I'm gonna rest beneath that cloud, cloudless dome. I'm headed for a land, I'm headed for a land where the saints will never die, and there I'm gonna sing, on you're gonna sing, oh, by and by. Amen. I woke up this morning with my mind, you know it's stayed on Jesus. Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind, oh, and it stayed on the Lord. Oh, I'm happy 'cause I woke up this morning with my mind, you know it stayed on Jesus. Singing hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, yes, hallelujah. Let me tell you that I woke up this morning with my mind, and oh, it stayed. Thank the Lord, said I woke up this morning with my mind, you know it stayed.
stayed on the Lord. I'm happy 'cause I woke up this morning with my mind and always stayed. Always singing hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. I know that I can't hate my neighbor when my mind is stayed. Don't you know that you can't hate your neighbor when your mind is stayed, stayed on the Lord. I'm happy 'cause I can't hate my neighbor when my mind is stayed. All day long, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm happy 'cause I woke up this morning with my mind, you know it stayed. Praise the Lord because I woke up this morning with my mind and always stayed on the Lord. I know that I woke up this morning with my mind and always stayed. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The psalmist says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come before the Lord with gladness, and sing praises unto his great and holy name. Know that he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. What a wonderful God. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. He has blessed us with this very dubious privilege to come and to worship him and to sing praises to his great and holy name. Amen. And when you think about how good God has been and how less than we are, then you know it's by God's grace and God's mercy that we are still alive and well this day. And so we give God back the praise and we give God back thankfulness for all of the things that he has done. We are thankful because we know that God can do all things. He can do everything but fail. And with God, all things are possible. So we give praise to his holy and matchless name. It is indeed a great honor to be in the presence of God this morning, and we are blessed to be here. It is also a very humbling experience for me to be here on today and to be involved in worship here at the Hart Street Church of Christ. Hart Street has a very special place in my heart, and I believe that's why it's called Hart Street. Amen. Because Christians here genuinely love the Lord. And they not only love the Lord, but they love God's people. And I don't think it's by coincidence that this is the Hart Street Church of Christ. But I thank this congregation for allowing me years ago to display the public ministry from preaching from this pulpit. And it was here that the public ministry that God entrusted me with was catapulted into another level. And so I thank God for the Christians here and the bishops and all of those who are in leadership for just allowing us to come back and be with you one more time on this time side of life. To your fine evangelist, Brother Jones. Brother Jones is an outstanding gospel preacher, And I've always looked up to Brother Jones, and I still do look up to Brother Jones, both physically and literally. I just am thankful that he is here with me on this morning, because the last time when I spoke, the first time, he was away preaching a gospel meeting. And it's good to see him here with us and to see his lovely wife and Sister Tamika and the entire Jones family. Brother Jones has always been to me a very distinguished gentleman. And he is an awesome gospel preacher. And he is one that every time I've heard him, he has presented the gospel in a first-class fashion. And I thank God for his wisdom, and I thank God for his ability in the word. But I also thank God for Brother Jones, because he encouraged me as a younger man to continue to study God's word. And it is because of Brother Jones that I was extended the opportunity to preach here many years ago, or some years ago, and I'm back again on today. So I thank Brother Jones, I thank Brother Daniels, I thank the Prowls and all of the families here collectively at the Hart Street congregation for this opportunity. Brother Daniel said to me on the last time we saw each other that the next time I was in town, the Hart Street Church of Christ wanted to hear from me. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. Many times people will start out and you don't know what has happened to them. But Hart Street wants to check on me. Amen. And so I'm here today, and I hope things go well. But if things don't go well, blame Brother Daniels. Amen. Amen. But we thank Brother Daniels for his encouragement and for his hospitable disposition. Also, it's good to see those that I've known over the years, and Brother Davis and Brother Love and all of those that are here, Brother Kendrick. Good to see Brother Miller, and good to see one of my longtime buddies, Mr. Renard Hirsch. Good to see him too. And we're just thankful that God has blessed us to be here at this time. With us also, I have many family and friends over the years. Brother Etheridge, good to see Brother Etheridge. And all of those that have known me from my time as a younger man and as a young lad. This is also a special day for me because this marks a birthday for my father. My dad you ask him how old he is, amen. But he's here with us on this morning, and this is 70 years for my father. And I thank God for my dad, Brother Jesse Tucker. Amen. Oh, and my dad wants us to know that he can still outrun most of us in here. Amen. So, good to see Dad and Mom. And my dad really has been a sterling example for me growing up. How to be a Christian man and how to be a family man, and what you see in me that's not right, don't blame him. He did the best he could. If you see anything that looks out of place, it's my fault, because I know that he lived a good life before me, and I'm trying to just live up to be half the man that he is. And I thank he and my mother for what they've done in my lives. Now, on this morning, how many people have come to hear, is there any word from the Lord? Just say amen. Amen. Now, if you walked in the building, let's stand, if you would. Let's stand, and let's take out our Bibles, and let us find Genesis, the 39th chapter. Genesis 39, verses 1 through 4. Genesis 39, verses 1 through verse number 4. Genesis 39, verses 1 through 4. I want to thank Brother Frierson and the family from Mount Pleasant, the Frierson family, for being here with us. Brother Frierson was one of the bishops at Glass Street who watched after my soul. And it's good to see he and his lovely family with us, as well as Brother and Sister Cummings from Jackson Street. Amen. Genesis 39, verses 1 through 4. Let us read in unison verses 2 and verse number 3. When you have it, let's say amen.
Amen.
And the Bible reads, "And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand." We may be seated. Verse number 21 goes on to read, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison." Based off our reading this morning, I would like to work from the subject, Joseph, a man, a mess, and a miracle. Joseph, a man, a mess, and a miracle. Now, it is our desire that on this morning, the gospel and the word of God is presented clearly without misconstruction. And we pray that as we deliver the message on today, that it would go out and be received in high definition with 5.1 Dolby sound. Because we believe that the gospel that saved in the days of old will still save a man even today if this man will just obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so it is our prayer that this message will strengthen those of us who are members of the Lord's family. And for those that possibly labor under the false assumption that pleasing God is important, but the church is not important, then we pray that you will listen attentively to the plan of God, because God wants all men saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, when you look at this particular narrative of Scripture, you encounter a man by the name of Joseph. This man was one whom God was with, one whom God protected. And all of us today need for God to be present and powerful in our lives. We need the protection and the guidance of God. So when we look at this part of the Bible, Joseph, a man, a mess, and a miracle. The man called Joseph was the 11th son that was born to Jacob and Rachel. And this 11th son, many of us would know that he was endowed by God with many gifts and talents. He had ability that no other man had at his time. And God was present in his life and led and guided him along his journey. But you wouldn't know that Jacob gave his son Joseph a coat of many colors. And Joseph receiving this coat because he was appreciated and he was loved so by his father. This put Joseph in a very vulnerable position, because as Joseph began to come up as a young lad, his brothers were moved with envy because they felt as though he was the favorite son of his father Jacob. And so we who know the Bible know that Joseph grew up having the cards already stacked against him. And even though he had done nothing wrong, just because God had endowed him with ability and had placed within him talent and the ability to interpret dreams, that his brothers became envious of him and decided that they would do him harm. I stop to say on this morning that even in our lives, we can see possibly Joseph in what we experience every day. Maybe we find ourselves in a category like Joseph. Has God given you talent? Has he given you ability? And then it seems as though sometimes those that see the talent that you have and they see the ability that God has placed within you sometimes can become envious. And instead of being happy for you, they look to do you harm. Well, now I know it's one thing when you have people on the outside in the world who mean you no good. But church is another thing altogether when you've got turmoil in your own house. And this is exactly where Joseph found himself. The people that he was around and his brothers did not like the fact that Joseph was among or was the favorite of the sons. And so you know the account that as Joseph went out at the bequest of his father, as he went out to look for his brethren, his brothers saw him coming and they predetermined within themselves that they would kill him. And it's sad when you have to fight folk outside, but isn't it even more sad when you have to fight folk in your own spiritual house? Amen. We need to be careful, even in the Lord's house, that we don't try to look down on other folk who God has blessed with talent. Be happy for people who are doing the will and walking in the way of God, because God has a blessing for you and he has a mission for your life. But as we know, the story tells us that Joseph went out and they decided that they would kill him. But I'm thankful that old Reuben spoke up and he said, let us not kill him, but let's take him down into Dothan and let's put him in a pit. It's so interesting to see how that these who were closest to Joseph seemed like wanted to put him in a pit. They wanted to see his demise. And even there be some of us, unfortunately, who like to put others in a pit and like to see their own demise. But I'm thankful that the scripture says that God was with Joseph. And so no matter where you are in your life, and if you feel like you are in a pit even this morning, if God is with you, there's no one who will be successful on the other side against you. And so I'm thankful to see how that when they decided to put Joseph into the pit, God was with him even when he was placed into this pit. But I'm thankful also that the brothers saw these merchants coming. And you would remember the Ishmaelites and the Midianites who would do trade in that area. They decided that they would sell him off into slavery. And so that's exactly what they did. And I'm thankful that even when Joseph was sold into slavery, and even when he was carried into a foreign land, that my God was still with him. And that gives me encouragement today to know that even when I'm in turmoil, even when I am faced with tribulation, that even when I'm placed in a foreign land and am exiled by my friends and by my family, even though I'm trying to serve the Lord, you need to be encouraged to know that God is with you as long as you stay with him. No matter where people try to place you, they try to put you in a pit, God is with you. If they try to extinguish your life, God is with you. If they are envious of you, God is with you. Church, don't grow weary in well-doing. Well, I see this man named Joseph. And Joseph, like many of us today, finds himself in a mess. And it does not matter how old you might be. It does not matter how young you might be. The older people told me, just keep on living. And one day you might find yourself in a mess. You see, it may not mean much for you, but it means a whole lot for me, because I know what God has done in my life. There have been some times where I've been in a mess and I wonder how in the world am I going to get out of this mess. But when God is for you, then nobody can be against you. And so even though Joseph was in a mess, even though Joseph had been sold into slavery, even though they put Joseph in a pit, God was still with him. And Joseph found sight in the eyes of Potiphar. But you would remember and recall that Potiphar had a wife, and his wife was something else. She had predetermined that she would have Joseph for herself. I just stopped by to say that it's a great thing to know that when God is with you, he'll give you the courage to stand up even in the face of temptation, even in the face of evil. And Joseph, since it was his desire to please God, he would not go and lie with Potiphar's wife. And like so many people today, when you don't do what they want you to do and they can't find anything else on you, then they have to make up something about you. So she lied on Joseph. And you know that he was cast into prison. But it's something about those that stay with God, that God will stay with them. And God was working things out even in Joseph's imprisonment. He was raised and seen as a faithful man. And it's a good thing to know that Joseph had the presence of mind not to mess with his master's wife. Sound like a pretty smart man to me, that you don't mess with your master's wife. And that's exactly what Joseph did. But yet still, he was placed in prison. But when God is with a person, God has the ability to work things out when you don't see a way of escape. And I know that God is good because God led Joseph, was with Joseph, and brought him up through the ranks to be the second in command. And Joseph had favor in the sight of his keeper, of his master. And it was because God was with him. Well, now, Joseph in a mess. Joseph in the pit. Joseph sold into slavery. But God was still with him. God was with him and elevated him up into the ranks of the higher class. And you would remember that the king came to Joseph and had a terrible dream, and he needed somebody to help him with this vision. And remember what Joseph said. Joseph said, you're going to have 7 years of plenty, but then you'll have 7 years of famine. Now you've got to see the miracle in all of this, because what God did was he took a man who had been put down by his brothers. Watch this now. He took a man who had been sold off into slavery. He took a man who had been accused falsely of wrongdoing, and he elevated this man to be in a position of respect, but not only respect, but authority in that day. Not only did the king appreciate him for what he did, but he said, I'm going to put you in charge, Joseph, of this stimulus package. Aren't you glad to know that long before we got in this mess in America, that God had a stimulus package for his people? God knew that the famine was coming, but he placed Joseph in a situation where he could help his brothers back in Israel. And I say on this morning that even though we are going through some turmoil, and even though we're going through some trials, when God is with you and you stay with God, God will work everything out in your life. Amen. I know he will. I know he will. And so that's exactly what he did. And so now Joseph was a man who had a mess, but now God brings about the miracle. And in those 7 years of famine, it was Joseph's brothers who now have to come to him. Hello, somebody. The same brothers that meant him no good. The same brothers who tried to put him out. The same brothers who sold him into slavery. Now they have to come. And isn't it interesting to see how that when they come, now Joseph is on the other side of the desk. And they don't recognize Joseph, but Joseph recognizes them. But when a man has his heart fixed on God, he doesn't render evil for evil. Amen. He knows he could have gotten them. He realizes that now they need his help. But when a man really loves the Lord, man doesn't worry about people that do him no good, because God is greater in us than he that is in the world. And so they come to Joseph, and Joseph is the same brother who has to feed his own family. I say to us on this morning that there may be some of us who are experiencing heartache in our lives, but you need to see yourself as God's man, God's woman. And if you are God's man, if you are God's woman, then God knows you in a mess, but he can work out a miracle in your life. See, when supervisors on your job try to put you off the job because you don't fraternize with them and you don't imbibe in, amen, all of the things that are ungodly, sometimes they won't give you an email to happy hour. Amen. You might not receive a Christmas party invitation because they think you're different. And sometimes they even cast you and say that you're weird and something's wrong with you and you antiquated and out of date. But if you're serving God, don't worry about what folk say, because folk will always talk. But God, thank God, we have a God who always listens. And God is able to work out miracles even today in your life if you are faithful to his holy and to his divine plan. When I see Joseph, not only do I see myself, but I see somebody else by the name of Jesus Christ. I see that Joseph is a type, and I see as Jesus being the complete antitype in the New Testament. When I think about Joseph, Joseph was favorite son of his father. That sounds like something I've heard before. When the Bible reads in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." When I see Joseph, I see a man that was ridiculed by his brothers. I see a man who was not received by his family. Somewhere I read, "This is the stone which was set at naught of your builders, has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Everywhere I see Joseph, I see Jesus. Joseph had a coat of many colors. His father had given him. Jesus was sent by God to save the world so that all that believe in him would be saved. Red, white, blue, green, gray, pink, bronze, all men can be saved if they would just believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I see Jesus when Joseph was cast down into a pit in Dothan. He was left there to die. But I see Jesus when they took him down off the cross and put him in the, buried him in the earth for 3 days and for 3 nights. But Joseph was raised up, and my God dispatched an angel from glory who rolled and rolled and rolled away the stone that first day of the week, and he raised Jesus up to have all power, heaven and earth in his hand. That's my Jesus. When I see Joseph, I can't help but to see Jesus. Joseph was down in the pit, but God raised him up to be in the palace. Joseph was down with the mop, but God raised him up to sit at the top. When I see how good God is, I see what God can do with a man who has his heart fixed on him. I see God, what he can do with a man who knows that my trust is built
on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I understand that God can work the same thing out for me in my life. God, what can you do for me? I'm not what I should be, but I'm not where I am yet. What can you do in my life when I'm riddled with sin? Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor, that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Everybody ought to want to come to Jesus. I say you ought to want to come to Jesus. Because when you see what God can do, then there's nothing that's too hard for God. So on this morning, as the Church of Christ, we need to be encouraged to know that wherever you are in your life, whatever you are experiencing in your life, God can make the difference. The Hebrew boy said, we don't know if he'll save us, but he said, we know he's able. And when you know that God is able, you ought not mind serving a God like that. As we head toward the conclusion, there are some, unfortunately, who feel that they can come to God and not come through the church. And I want us to know with certainty that the Bible doesn't teach that. But even if you just looked at the life of Joseph, you could see the prophecy of the church. Joseph was sent into a foreign land and had to establish a system by which to help his brethren. And if his brothers wanted to be saved, they had to come where the bread was. And the bread was down there in Egypt. It did not matter if they didn't want to go to Egypt. It did not matter if they thought less of or less than the people of Egypt. If they were going to live, they all had to come the same way. And when I see Jesus, I hear Jesus saying in John 6:48, he said, I am the bread of life. If any man eat of me, he shall live. And so just like all men who wanted to live in that day had to come through Egypt, all men who want to live eternally in this day have to come through the church. Because the church is God's system for saving mankind. And if you're going to be fed, you've got to come where the bread is. And the bread is not out there in the other places that God has not authorized. God didn't authorize but one place in the day of Joseph, and that was Egypt. God doesn't authorize but one place in the day of us, and that's in the church. And if you want to be saved, you're going to have to pass through Egypt. So on this morning, I want someone to see that God has been so good. God has been so loving. God has been so kind. I ought not mind submitting in obedience to a God like that. And I pray that someone's ready to make that decision at this hour. You've heard the gospel message. You need to believe it with all of your heart. You need to come repenting of your sins and confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Be buried with him in baptism for the remission of your sins. Rise, walk in the newness of life. And when you rise to walk in the newness of life, then you don't mind telling someone about how good God has been. Someone says, I don't know how to lead people to Christ. Well, you don't have to know all of the Bible to lead people to Christ. Just let somebody else know how you got to him. Just tell somebody else how you found him. Just tell somebody else where you've been and how he's brought you thus along the way. And that might give someone else encouragement to see what they need to do as well. If you want to be buried in baptism with him and leave here rejoicing because you're added to the Lord's family, why don't you come as together we stand and sing? Will you come? Have you-
You've been to Jesus for the cleansing. How are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting His great desire?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? If you're here this morning and you're ready to make a difference in your life, why don't you do it? You know God has been good, and you know that God can be trusted. Why don't you come? Give your life to Jesus, because Jesus wants to save us all. Submit yourself. Will you come? Will you come? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side, washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, and are you washed in the blood, Lord, in the soul cleansed? Will you come to Jesus? Will you come to Jesus? Don't worry about what everybody else says, because at the last trump, God is going to call you home. Will you make your home ready by answering the gospel message? Will you come? Oh, and are you washed? Hey, in the blood, I know, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Hey,